as many expect Maine Democratic Senate Graham Platner to withdraw from the race after a rape accusation by Jenny Raichet, many Jews are wondering, why wasn't his Nazi tattoo, that he had changed after nearly 20 years, enough for people to not want him to win, in looking at not only Maine residents but Democrats at large? Are they all anti-Semites? No. Whether you think President Donald Trump is the Messiah, a maniac, or anything in between, throw that out the window. Enter the mind of a Democrat in Maine who voted for him in the primary. Imagine if you waited for a movie to come out for many years. The hero, Hillary Clinton, was surely going to win at the end, and everything leading up to the climax were obstacles she'd overcome, with the toughest one being the email scandal. Surely, Trump, the villain, could not win. But he did. Many cried. It would have been like if Darth Vader was the last standing in Star Wars, or the Night King took the Iron Throne at the end of Game of Thrones. But, have no fear, there would be a sequel. And the good guy, President Joe Biden, won. All's well, that ends well. This won't be a trilogy. Right? There is no way the nomination will go to a felon, and someone who was found liable for sexual assault in a civil case involving defamation, as well as other court cases, right? Okay, so he's the nominee, but this will have a happy ending with our heroine, Kamala Harris, making history and sending Trump home, right? Surely after January 6th, there would be no way he could win, right? So, the nightmare has returned, and he somehow did win. How could it be? How could voters have done this? Then you are told ICE is the new Gestapo. When two citizens who are protesters die at the hands of ICE, CBP, there is no formal investigation shown or criminal charges against law enforcement. You need revenge. You need justice. You need a fourth movie. And that one involves Trump getting impeached and thrown out, or at least impeached to where he is weakened to make sure a Democrat wins the White House in 2028. For you to be eating that popcorn and smiling, you were told you needed Platner to win, because Republican incumbent Susan Collins would protect Trump. Forget that she was one of seven Republicans to vote to impeach him. Why let a fact like that get in the way? Collins is pro-Israel. Well, even though you don't know much about Israel, if Trump is a friend of a country, you must be an enemy of it and vice versa. You never heard of IPAC before, but you see some candidates win after bashing it. So why not do what works? You don't know much about the war in Iran, but if Trump is going to battle, he must be wrong and a tyrant. Nuclear weapons? We should wait until Iran has them full made and ready to fire. No imminent threat yet, but you were also told Ukraine's freedom was important. We sent a crazy amount of tax dollars there for Ukraine win, and now they are finally winning. You're jumping for joy, right? No, because you never actually cared and it was all performative. Focus fourth movie, make Trump pay. What's that? What's my opinion on 40-50,000 Iranians slaughtered by their own government? Can't be bothered. 20,000 Ukrainian children kidnapped? Can't be bothered. What's that? Platner asked why black people don't leave tips. He's not racist, just edgy. Come on, nobody is perfect. He was accused by a woman of ill treatment that was aggressive. She must be a Republican, and I wouldn't trust a Republican or vote for one if hell froze over. And well, Platner might be bad, but Trump is worse. We need victory. Nobody stopped him. This is the mindset of many who were cool with Platner. There is logic to it, whether you agree or disagree. And that is that politics are war. All that matters is winning. Whatever or whoever you have to throw under the bus, that's fine, as long as you are on the bus and the driver is not Trump. I asked someone online the following question: if you were a kindergarten teacher and a student did something bad and dangerous, and when you went to rebuke the child, the student pointed to another who did the same thing and got away with it, would you tell them then what they did was okay? I got no answer because no teacher in their right mind would say this, as it would be a terrible example. But in a zero-sum game, where people are brainwashed to believe Trump is Hitler, what's so bad about teaming up with Stalin? Of course, neither Trump nor Platner ordered any mass executions, but the analogy holds in life: we often want the lesser of two evils. The difference here, though, is there was a choice to not allow Platner to be picked, and stories that he was not properly vetted seem highly dubious and unreliable. Both political parties need to learn that in looking at candidates, if we don't want the American flag to be stomped on, we shouldn't ignore red flags. The harrowing truth is that anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism have become more and more acceptable. And those who follow politics understand that neither party is usually involved in morality policing. Top Democrats like Senators Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders were willing to ignore Plattner's many faults because they thought he could win, and that was that mattered. Once they believed he could no longer win, Plattner didn't matter. He is expected to formally withdraw by July 13. He will then likely go on the podcasts of Tucker Carlson, Candace Owens and become rich, as a podcaster bashing Israel, until he perhaps runs again. In Florida, anti-Israel Republican James Fishback and anti-Semite Dan Bilzerian, who will call himself Republican to run against a prominent Jew, have no chance to win, but their goal is to gain notoriety on the No Jews, No News platform. Jews in America should no longer say there is a gathering storm. The storm is here and we are searching for an umbrella that is strong enough. We haven't found one yet.